This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This is our feature review for you. Today we're busting out Angel Has Fallen. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this third film in the Fallen trilogy, the Mike Banning Chronicles. I'm not sure what you call it.
It's way too grandiose.
This is a 2019 American action film directed by Rick Roman Waugh, starring Jared Butler, Morgan Freeman, Yada Pinkett Smith, Lance Reddick, and Tim Blake Nelson, and Piper Perabue. Oh, and sorry, Danny Houston.
Houston,
not Hudson. That would be totally incorrect, Paul. It's 121 minutes long, had a budget of $40 million, and thus far has made the grandiose amount of $7.9 million, which means you're all listening, having not seen the film, and were well played to you. Wayne, what is this film about?
Secret Service agent Mike Banning is at a crossroads. He's up for a big promotion, but his health is kind of in the shitter. He's suffering from PTSD and abusing pain pills thanks to the injuries of the past two films. He's on the verge of hanging up his earpiece when President Morgan Freeman is nearly killed in a drone attack. And because he's being framed by a mysterious someone, Banning is forced to go on the run to clear his name and find the real threat. Will he be able to do it? Probably.
As Wayne has implied, this is the third film in the Fallen trilogy behind Olympus Has Fallen. Wayne doesn't like that one, but I think it's a great...
I fucking hate that one!
A great action film from 2013. Then London Has Fallen, which is a massive piece of shit. And now...
That was a piece of shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now Angel Has Fallen to follow it up. The first one directed by Wayne's favourite director, Antoine Fuqua.
Just terrible. Just the worst thing ever.
I have no problems with that one. However, it is definitely the law of diminishing returns.
The best thing about that one was he said a line like, "Go back to Fuckheadistan," or something.
He did, actually.
That was quite inventive.
Wayne, as if it's not obvious already, this will be a very short review, ladies and gentlemen. We're sorry that it has fallen to this at the arse end of summer in America and the arse end of winter here in Australia to have to review a film like this. What did you think?
What do you think?
Angel Has Fallen.
All right, look, I found this one marginally better than the other two. That's right. I think this is the better of the three, right? So, I mean, that's also to be taken with a
pinch. Please.
No, hold up, bitch. Because I can't... Look, I can't really remember that much about the other two aside from the first one just taking itself really too seriously and being...
The first one
too
is great. Grandi-
first one sucks.
First one is so much better than White House Down. It hurts my balls to consider it.
That may well be the case, but it's still a piece of shit. Was the second one Antoine Fuqua?
No.
And this one isn't either, obviously.
No, this is Rick Roman Waugh.
Okay, that's probably why it was better. See, so this one...
How dare you?
Man, at least this one is trying to account on some level for all that ridiculous shit, and it shows this aging, slowing down.
Yeah, that part
hero.
I didn't mind. I would agree with you.
He's not just running around shooting. He's actually pushing through pain to help people. That's more interesting. So perhaps that premise is already better for me, right? And
you say better, but it's like... Indiana Jones, the film we never got. Just redone again.
Look, Gerard Butler has not looked good for some years now. Right?
This man is not an action star anymore.
No, he's like, he looks a little like me.
Well, I was thinking he's about as convincing as one of us in an
fully,
action hero
fully.
Role.
Fully, like, yeah. I was sitting there going, you know.
He's about our age, maybe he's a little bit older actually.
Yeah, he's older. He's older. But yeah, and look, I mean, it's a
he's
long
not swinging it like a Sly or Arnie.
No.
Or,
no, he really isn't.
Or even a Bruce, you know what I mean?
Nope, I would agree. And so that's all fine. But I would say that the fights and stuff in this, right, it sort of hovers between good and adequate. Like it's... Okay, it's nothing new or inventive. And what is with the shaky cam?
Yeah.
That's my problem with this movie.
Actually, I totally forgot to use the most appropriate soundboard note for this film.
Which would
repeatedly be... Old dude, it's like time for retirement.
Okay. Well, now that you set it up, it's fine.
Well, apparently that's what I need to do.
Well, I don't know. See, there's some action. That you can feel the... It's a $40 million budget, you said?
So very
I can feel
mid-tier.
That all of that went to... Well, that was not much, but all of that went to actors. And there's like some real dodgy CGI in here.
There is some ghastly...
It's bloody horrible.
If you ever wondered how hard it is to do smoke in a action film and make it look realistic, look no further than Angel Has Fallen for your reference point for what looks shit.
The practical action scenes are quite good, But anything with CGI, oh,
it looks anything like, involving a helicopter, it's garbage.
It takes you completely out of it because you're like, wow, that's shit.
There is, like, I don't know what they were thinking, but like, oh, we'll blur the background and the helicopter can swoop in and land in places. And I'm like, this looks, on the screen I saw it on, it looked like us.
It looks like an 80s video, not 80s, but like a, like, a, you know, the
PS3.
Yeah, shit, PS3. It is this PS3 yep. game, right? And that's why it's, and it's also choppily edited. There's this nighttime car chase thing sequence. And you can't tell who's winning or what happened.
Like I said, shaky cam is absolutely predominant.
Oh,
in this film.
I hate that shit. But yeah, that was a bit crap.
This film is, if I haven't made it apparent, I'm going to be harder on you. Are quite clearly, I'm going to shit on this.
Probably.
This film has some of the most obvious plot beats in the history of cinema.
Okay, even I.
Thank you.
Even
I'm
I.
So glad.
Even in the first 15 minutes, going wow.
And we'll save it for spoilers.
Yeah.
Just in case there are three of you who are listening to this who are like, oh, I'm going to see that film. Let's see what the countdown thinks. Because otherwise you don't care or you've seen it already and you're in total agreement with what we're saying.
The problem, also the plot, right, sorry, such as it is, right? It has a plot. It doesn't quite make sense to me at the end, and I will ask you some questions in the spoilers section.
Sure, all right.
But watching it, I was going, this is all right. It's serviceable. I've seen worse movies than this. It's not terrible, worst thing ever.
I've seen worse movies. Right? This year, I've seen worse movies than this. One of them is named Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, stay tuned for that review, folks. Oh, you would have heard it by now.
You would have heard it by now.
Nick Nolte?
I forgot to mention his name in the credits. I have to admit, best part of the film.
Best part. Easily the best part of the film.
But here's the thing. I'm not sure Nick Nolte's acting anymore.
You think he's that?
I think that's him.
Aged vet.
Totally Nick Nolte.
He's off the grid. Like,
the dude is in 48 hours. This is just him aged 35 years.
Well, perhaps you're right. But no, he's a good actor. This guy's a good actor.
I hope so. Because like even, and I have to admit, it almost made me uncomfortable. The bit when he first meets him and his hands are shaking so much. And I couldn't decide if that was Parkinson's or he's so emotive that his son has turned up. And
oh, you mean the actor or the act?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, fuck, is he really like? Uh-huh.
Oh, well, then that's pretty good acting.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we'll say more than that because probably bordering on sports, though that is in the trailer clearly in the
exactly.
trailer.
Exactly. And, you know, he's just a, I don't know, he plays it with remarkable sensitivity.
Yeah, and then disappears completely from the plot.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, there's that. But I guess overall,
this film's garbage. It's not absolutely garbage. It's poor.
The best of the three.
No, it's not.
It's the
you
best
are
of the
on
three.
Fucking
dude,
drugs.
That first one sucks. At least this one doesn't try to take itself
seriously.
Eat
my ass!
Shit. Eat all the S's, man! I fucking hate that first one.
I really enjoy Olympus Has Fallen. I think this
what?
Is marginally better than London Has Fallen. And when I say marginally, it's just because of the thing you mentioned. They are playing on Jared Butler not looking like he can be an action star anymore.
Now they're just riding around it.
Like, honestly, the best thing about my screening of this film, which I saw it, I went and saw it in Gold Class, right? Our prestige here in Australia.
Right. Wow, that doesn't deserve that.
Was the popcorn. The popcorn was excellent. Best buttery, salty popcorn
really?
I've had in a long, long time. I almost stood up and applauded the popcorn. But whereas by the film, I'm like, and we'll come to this in the spoilers, when the mid-credit sequence happens, I almost kicked my chair in disgust as I walked out.
Oh, good. Let's talk about that. All right.
this film is terrible. I hate it. It's not a recommendation for me. Is it a recommendation?
No. It's not a recommendation. Right, but I didn't mind it as much as you might think.
All right. Well, there it is. A big shit on. Angel Has Fallen. Let's get into the fucking spoilers. All right, Wayne, have at it.
Fine. Even I picked up that the bad guy...
Oh, my God.
...was in the 10 minutes. Okay, so basically, people, it is painfully obvious that Mike Banning's best friend, just introduced into this movie,
yep.
who's the most fair, level-headed military contractor in the world, winds up being the dude who's...
It's not even... It's you're right. It's all those things.
Yeah.
But it's also, they cast Danny Houston.
Now, tell me.
Danny Houston has not been a bad guy in any film he's been in. But I have one vague recollection he was like a fatherly figure in one film, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. He is automatic bad guy.
Is he automatic bad guy?
Automatic.
Because he looks dastardly or what?
Because
to me he looks like such a friendly man.
Because he's English.
Is he English?
Yes.
He's nailing his American accent.
He's English and he's sophisticated and he's not a physical threat despite what the end of the film may make you think. I could punch Danny Houston in the nose and he would be like, you bugger.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because I've looked at him and said, I recognize that guy, and I assumed he was an American actor.
No.
Wow.
Now you're making me check.
All right.
No, apparently he's American.
Who are you mixing him up with?
No, he's still a guy who's a bad guy and everything. But clearly I bought into the fact when he's played British and he does a British accent so well, I've just bought him as British.
Look.
Well played, Danny Houston.
Danny Houston,
you're
a
better accenter than you are a good guy.
You can nail that. I actually was ready to believe he was the nice, like, the good friend.
No, not for a second. The moment he was on screen, like you said, being reasonable and whatever, I'm like, and when he said, I'll put in good for word for you, he's like, only if it's convenient.
Only
like,
if it's convenient.
You're the bad guy.
Exactly.
Clearly. And then it was. And then whoever it was behind the scenes who had the...
Well...
Right? And I'm like, that's clearly the fucking vice president. Because that's Tim Blake Nelson playing the vice president, and his teeth are only so bad that I can't forget him from previous films.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, it's that dude from wherever you.
Yeah, Oh Brother, We're Out There.
Oh shit!
Among many other films.
Yeah, that's him.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs as well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Shit.
And I'm like, well, he's obviously the guy behind the scenes because he benefits.
Yeah, that was exactly.
So I'm like, check. This is fucking idiotic. And then I'm like, oh, hang on, we got Yada Pinkett Smith. Yada.
It's Jada.
Jada.
It ain't Yada Yada.
Running around here as the FBI agent who thinks Banning is the one who's organized all the assassination attempt on the president. I'm like, well, this doesn't work because she's just this outlying factor. She has to die.
I didn't think that.
And then gets killed.
She gets capped. Like that was a big surprise. I was like, oh.
Not for me.
Really?
Because there was only two ways I could go. Either she is in on it or she's dead.
Okay, well, let's talk about this now. Folks, I know you haven't seen the movie. Okay, I know you haven't
seen it. We're in the spoilers.
No, but like, I just got to set it up for you. The bad guy who ends up, you know.
Oh, right, I see what you're saying. No one's seen this film, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, so the bad guy, towards the end of the movie, basically gets a group of his folks together, like, I guess three squads or something, right? And goes out to kill the president, who is holed up in some hospital somewhere, and they're trying to move him around. Now, he somehow oscillates between having five guys in his team and 20.
I'm glad you picked that up.
What is that?
There were three fucking cars that drove into this hospital, and there were 7 million bad guys.
There were so many. And they
Banning himself, I kept count, killed 17. I'm like...
He's a bat. Like, he kills everyone, all right?
Like, so not one... And they did, because there were other police shooting in and knocking down the bad guys.
Yeah,
henchmen. But, like, there's only three cars. Where do they all fucking come from? Fuck you, movie, for thinking we're that dumb.
More than that, it was just that I didn't understand why he was doing it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Here's the question I got, right?
Right.
What the fuck is his end? By the time he decides, okay, guys, that's right, let's saddle up and go kill the president.
After
right?
he's killed Jada Pinkett Smith
exactly.
And her offsider.
Like, so is his... What is he? Is he trying to kill the president? And the reason that that would be good for him is that he would steal away on a helicopter, one helicopter for all those troops.
That's right. Right? Three cars and one helicopter comes
one
in.
Shitty little,
one
like,
shitty CGI helicopter.
Exactly. Not a carrier or anything. The fucking heli, right? So what? Then he gets away with it and no one's recognized him, even though hordes of Secret Service people. What was his benefit? Was he trying to get his business off the ground? Is that what it was?
Well, the whole point was he would get the contracts for...
Yeah, that's a shit reason to say I'm going to fucking
and
murder the president.
And he had to kill the president because the president would have blocked the private contractors.
Oh, so the whole thing was for his business.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Yeah. There's no higher ideal like I'm actually believing that the economy is corrupted. It's because, I need to make a buck.
Yep.
Fuck this movie.
Yep.
That's bullshit. That is like some low stakes, man.
Can I mention a couple other things about the film which really did my head in? One is, all right, so we get the attack on the president at the start of the film. Morgan Freeman, by the way, we need to treasure him now. Because he ain't got long left in this world.
You think he's looking pretty off these days?
Oh, my God. There's a reason he laid in a bed for most of this movie. And it ain't anything to do with the plot.
That's a good point. It really wasn't.
He really looked frail and old. I'm a bit worried. Even his eyes are very murky. I'm like, ooh, damn. Morgan. Wow. So I'm a little bit worried about
Still
Morgan.
Still getting it done, though. I mean,
Still
like,
a little bit worried about him.
Okay.
But anyway, the scene where they're attacked and Banning happens to get off the boat that he's on. They set him up to be the fall guy and in a ridiculous... Anyway.
Yeah, he could easily have gotten killed.
He comes back to get the president and he dives in the water, pulls the president out of the water.
Mm.
And he's like, all right, Mr. President, we're going to dive deep. Cut.
Yeah.
They're being wheeled into hospital, both of them. The president has no memory of Banning...
That's right. He did, yeah.
It was the weirdest cut ever. They're both unconscious. They both get picked up. What?
Oh, well, I get my, when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, they're just trying to get you to the action as quick as possible. So.
Oh, that's hilarious. On a 121 yeah. minute film, which should have been 100 minutes tops.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was too long. It was too long. But also, I was sitting there going, at least it's not Olympus Has Fallen. Like, I was really thinking that. I'm like, oh, fuck. At least it doesn't think it's better than it is.
You're a bitch. So, anyway. Like, that made no sense. And so that was such a shit plot beat. He wakes up, he can't really remember who saved him and has to be convinced when Banning can... Oh, fuck off!
And then he just, when fucking Kim Banning walks in and every suitcase yes. is like, okay, this guy's wanted, we've got him. He's like, oh, let him in. He's oh, fine. Fuck. He's fine.
This film was so bad. That was just terrible. Like, there were some moments where the big guns are firing each other towards the end of the film. Like, ah, oh, that's all right and whatever yeah, else.
Look, I was surprised at the Jada Pinkett Smith getting capped thing.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you weren't.
If you were surprised, that may have raised your grade by a little bit.
It's basically Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte bit when they crawl out of the thing and then he's setting off all the claymores.
The fucking claymores blowing
by far the best
scene
of the film.
That was hilarious. That was fucking great.
And the only funny bit of the film, the only funny bit.
Yeah.
Was like, all right, don't go over there. Why? Because of this, bam! Explosion. Yeah. All right, I'll go take these guys out. What are you? Bam! You almost blew me up, Dad. Well, I told you not to go over there. Right. That was great.
That was really funny because the as close as they were getting, they're still getting blown up. I'm like, where did you trigger all these?
How many in that sequence? How many dudes were blown? Yeah, how many thousands of these? How many dudes were blown towards the camera in that sequence?
Oh yeah,
as well?
There was. I mean, it looked pretty good. So, like I said, the practical shit was all right.
Yeah, yeah, that was okay. And then Nick Nolte goes to rescue his wife,
yeah,
played by Piper Perabo.
Yes,
who I have to say, I would pipe her Perabo.
I'm so glad you went there. It's always me. deep cuts, everyone.
Not really.
No, but like, he's like, I'm going to pipe her. He's had to think about it. Okay.
I honestly, the last 30 minutes of the film, that's the joke I came up with.
Well, that's why you come up with that, isn't it? I mean, oh, shit. Okay. Anyway, so, yes.
Yeah, I think I said everything I need to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that's cool. I think this we're done here. What did you drop your score?
22. No.
What? 22?
25. Give it 25.
Oh, okay, mine's 45.
Oh, fuck.
It was better than Olympus and Fall.
Oh, fuck off. What did you give Olympus for?
Fucking 3.
Okay. You're a dickhead.
By the way, we're a little toasty tonight, guys. Okay.
All right, well, that's it. Clearly not a recommendation for the countdown.
Yeah, don't go see this one.
Oh, no, don't bother at all. Please let Mike Manning fade into obscurity.
Yeah, that's going to be the swan song. It's on.
I hope, surely, with the budget and the return that we've reported so far, 7.9 million. It ain't. There's no more Mike Manning coming. And Jared Butler can please just have a rest, mate.
Yeah, go hit a gym. All right.
All right, well, that is it from us. If you agree or disagree with us, let us know. Via email, thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, @thecountdownpc. You can hit us up via the Facebook Listener Community link in the show notes. We are hosted by Podbean. Leave us comments and follow us there. And our Australian website as part of the CC Radio Network is ccradio.com.au. Check out the other great shows. That's it from us.
Word.
My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Thrill me.
Unlike this piece of shit film.
Okay. Go ahead.
Catch you next time.
Yeah.